By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
What shall I offer unto you, Lord, than to worship your majesty? Everybody say, what shall I offer unto you, Lord, than to worship your majesty? One more time, what shall I offer? Papa mio, unto you, Lord, than to worship your majesty. What shall I offer, Papa? Momorewa, momapawa, momuiwa, mojubaiyo, than to worship. You're the King of Kings. Yes, you are. Almighty is your name. You are the Almighty King. You are the Most High God. You are the King of Kings. Mighty on the throne, 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 mighty on the throne. You are mighty on the throne. You are mighty on the throne, on the throne, on Raise your voice and speak in tongues. Raise your voice and pray in the Spirit. Raise your voice. Spirit pray. 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 Ay 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 there's a fellowship spirit in the atmosphere. The spirit of judgment made perfect is in the atmosphere. The spirit of the kindred is in the atmosphere. For where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty. Men are free in God's presence. Men are free in God's presence to pray, to sing, to express themselves. Devils flee, demons tremble, lights are shine, glory has come. Men are free to worship the Maker. Men are free to honor God. Men are free to love Him more, love Him more, love Him more, love Him more, love Him more. This is what we're bound to do. This is what we're created for. This is what we've been separated for. Men and women who love God. Worship Him more. Sing in the Spirit. Pray the Holy Ghost. Release yourself in the presence of God. Oh God of light and glory. 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 That is who we know. That is who we worship. That is who we follow. That is who we love. That is who we stand for. That is who we are devoted to. He's the God of light and glory. It's not about you. It's about Him. 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 Lose yourself in the presence of the Almighty God. Lose yourself in the presence of the Almighty God. Lose yourself in the presence of the Almighty God. Lose yourself in the presence of the Almighty God. May not always to pray and not to faint. May not always to pray, pray and not to give up yet. Pray to the Lord. He's the God of spirits. pray to Him. Love Him more. 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 Don't wait for Friday. Don't wait for Saturday. Don't wait for Sunday. God is equally empty every service, because every service He does new things. Every service He does great things. He's not a partial God. This is the day the Lord has made for prayer power. You must respond. You must apply yourself to it. Somebody pray. 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 Pray, 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 pray. This is your Father's house. His house shall be called a house of prayer. Somebody pray. Somebody pray.
Wells of the Spirit. men and women eternally hungry, eternally desirous, eternally unsatisfied, eternally desperate for more of everything that eternity has to offer humanity. When it's got to do with the things of the Spirit, men and women will begin to love God more, pass for God more, pray to God in fellowship, build intimacy, strong, transformational relationship with God. Zagayato, Zagayato, Zagayata, Ako, Aze, Shaga, Pare, Zata, Paya, Shiga, Shira, Asada, Eshagayata, Sir.
Holy Ghost, Holy Lift up your two hands.
I speak to everyone that desires something tonight. Left, right, front, back. Man, woman, child. Because he sent me. And he that sent me is with me. And he that sent me has anointed me beyond measure. To discharge to men what is available behind the veil. I decree tonight for every longing and every panting that longs for all of God, wants to experience God more, wants to love God stronger, wants to simply, totally, completely, absolutely, recklessly, abandonedly, selflessly devoted to Him. I decree that in the name of Jesus, the wells of the Spirit, is dug in your hearts. The wells of the Spirit, is dug in your heart. That in the name of Jesus, you will not be able to stop your pursuit of God. You will not be able to stop your hunger for God. That nothing will quench again your desire for God. The well of the Spirit is triggered in your heart. That you become hungry. Nothing will satisfy you again. Nothing will matter to you again. No force from hell will be able to alter your commitment again. No arrangement of hell will be able to hinder you again. No arrangement of any man will be able to divert you from your commitment, your fellowship, your relationship with God. Something from today is deposited into you right now that makes you to run, to pant, to yearn for all of God. Lift up your two hands, lift up your head, and in the name of Jesus, when I shout 1, 2, 3, you shout, you just shout. That's what I heard. Lift up your head, lift up your head, lift up your mouth, open it wide. When I shout 1, 2, 3, you just shout consistently at the top of your voice. He said, I will impart something into the heart, into the spirit of my people. At the count of three, I released. I see the spirit of Jojile. The spirit of Asine. Eshada is a daring spirit, a daring spirit, a confrontational spirit, the spirit of Catherine, the spirit of devotion, that's the spirit of devotion, the spirit of fellowship, the spirit of intimacy, the spirit he that sent me is with me right now. At the count of three, you're going to lift up your hands, lift up your voice, lift up your mouth, and shout 1, 2, 3. Receive. Tonight we are going to pray. Sit down if you can. Keep speaking in tongues. Another. James chapter 5. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. He's the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. He's the Holy Ghost, Seal of the Heads you call, changing everything in obedience to Christ, changing everything in obedience to Christ. James chapter 5, verse 16, amplify it. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to pray for that person next to you. That's one of the things that devoted life talks about. Because that's got everything to do with fellowship, with God, with yourself, and with one another. Look at that scripture in text. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults. You see, the church of Jesus Christ is a church of applications. It's a church of what? Because what we are brought into is a finished work. So what you do is to appropriate yourself into everything the scripture talks about. And especially when we find ourselves in a Jesus pattern church. So it's all about what did Jesus do, how did Jesus do it, why he did what he did. He said, confess to one another therefore your faults. Can you just imagine? So you begin to tell me what happened, what you did wrong. And I begin to begin, you understand? You can see, in fact, thank you, Holy Spirit. You can see this is actually the cure to pretense. Oh, is it, we don't have that nowadays. Are you with me, somebody? Do you understand? Can you just imagine that? He said, confess to one another therefore your faults. Your sleeps, your false steps, your offenses, your sins. That will help you not to harbor any kind of animosity, bitterness, calumny, any kind of filthiness. You can't just find it around you. Are you with me, somebody? He said, and pray also for what? Aloud, everybody. And do what? Pray also for one another. Key, crucial. He said, now, this is the reason why he said you should pray for one another. Read, what's the next step? That you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. Oh, Shiva Hakabindo Suriba Haste. So, do you understand why I can't go down spiritual? I don't have prayer points. I pray for you. Are you getting me? I didn't want to pray for my spiritual growth. God is my witness. But, what's my business? The ecclesia should grow with that prayer, stupid prayer. That's my example. He said, my God, you enjoy a level of spiritual tone. You are just tuned, you're aligned. He said, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. It's dynamic and it's working. Praying for one another. Pray for one another. Do you understand that? Pray for one another. The writer of Hebrews said, he said, hey, this is the reason why you need to fellowship one another. Pray for one another. Strengthen each other. As you see the day drawing near. The day is drawing near. The things that must be as becoming more real and realer, according to Ecclesia Dictionary English. Church is worse than outside. People hold grudges in church more than outside. Pretense in church on rampage more than anywhere in the world. Lies in church more than anywhere in the world. Bitterness and wickedness in church more than anywhere in the world. Treason, conspiracy, denial, betrayal anywhere in the world. Church is number one. Insubordination, disloyalty, IES in the church more than anywhere in the world. Now, society is happening. Church, pastors.
He said, hey, this is the way, one way to escape. You pray for one another. Oh, John, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Amplify it again. Amplify it. Thank you. Amplify it. Thank you. God's scripture. That's beautiful. Amplify it. Not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers. As what, sir? As believers, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning. Did you get that? Huh? Admonishing, warning. So it's not about smiling at all times. We want. Urging, my friend, encouraging, my friend, do it right. One another. And all the more faithfully as you see. As you see the day approaching, so am I asking about. Do you understand, people? Passionate. That's you. After you are prepared, we should passionate. Let's see. Will you remove your head? Move your head. Thank you. This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each. Hold the hand of someone. Look at that person in the eyes. Stand up. Make sure you're holding someone that can pray with you. That can pray together. No jaga jaga. I hear me, sir. No jaga jaga. You came to pray. Oh, we need. I need you. Speak in tongues, everybody. Speak in tongues.
Friends.
Look at that line. Look at that line.
See that line.
Read, everybody.
I would hand you with words from my.
Do you understand? I won't tell this. I won't speak anything that is contrary to your welfare, to your well-being. Sir, do you understand? Do you understand why the Church of Jesus Christ has lost alignment? The same man who used to pray for you, I won't use it to speak anything contrary to you. Not by disguise, not by question, not by companion with anyone else, not by suggestion or negotiation or any talk. I'm to pray for you. You are to pray for me. I won't arm you with words from my mouth, because that scripture, that Isaiah, that Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 said, the pastor said, we need each other. Do you understand, people of God? And you begin to understand the intensity that God has brought the church into. The church is to pray for one another. You are not able to pray against your enemy. There's no scripture. Listen to me, sir. There's no scripture that suggests that we're to pray against our enemy. Jesus Christ said, don't pray against any enemy. He said, bless them. Pray. Do you understand, sir? I know you're finding it difficult to comprehend. You mean it? Yes, sir. He said, bless them. So, they are not my rivals. The church at our back are not my rivals. Any church is not my rival. Any pastor, when I'm not in competition with anybody, I can't wish anybody bad. Do you understand? So I can't be talking about who is in the village. Anyone against me in the village. What is that about? Understand where we are. The pollution in the Church of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, beautiful guy. Thank you. You are just a guy of the Spirit. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Do what? Bless them that curse you. Do good. Do what, sir? Do what, sir? Now, that is evil to them that hate you. Then how much more your family member in your church? Why should you be thinking wrong? Heal. Evil. Lord, show them. Show who? You won't survive here. Show who? To who? For who? On what? Return that scripture, guy. You have done well tonight. Something must be wrong with you today. It's a good thing that's wrong with you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despisefully use you and persecute you. Of course me. Something now. Go to verse 43. You know what? Message it. Continue till the end. Message it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Shiva. Speak in tongues loud. We're going to pray. We'll soon pray. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues, brother. Speak in tongues, sister. Speak in tongues, brother. Speak in tongues, sister. We came to do right. We came to do right. Pray with passion. For that person you're praying with, hold the hand of that person and pray. Pray with passion. Pray with passion. See la 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 house. See la 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 dos ojos. In a master. Sing a la kitos. Let's look at the scripture. Let's look at the scripture. We won't lose the thing we're going to do tonight. We're going to pray. Thank God it's already past 7, so we'll soon go home. So don't be in a hurry. Is that okay? Good. Now, you are familiar with the... Now, who is talking here? Who is talking here, sir? What is ecclesia? What kind of church? Jesus patterned church. Probably the only church, in quote, that the general overseer, the founder, the owner, the head, the insurer, the pillar is who? Jesus. He told me outright, you are not. So there's no claim of it. There's no trying to be humble. I'm not. You can't be sick to tell me I am. You can imagine you forcing me that I'm a woman. And I'll say, I'm not. So it has got nothing. So if you're looking for pastor, you're looking for another place. But the pastor here is Jesus himself. Now, Jesus said, that's why I say Jesus pattern approach. Now, Jesus said, you are familiar with the old written law. Love your friends. It's an unwritten companion.
and said, hate your enemy. Go on, sir. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Someone say, I love them. Let them bring out the best in you. Do you understand the terror of the church? Do you understand the terror of the church? You can imagine. For instance, you can imagine. You know, I think it was after Gilgal. Someone, I think it was Deacon Victor, Anthony Harrison, and stuff. Margaret, and the statements like, hey, we will see. Maybe they've gone. We will see. How can you make such statements, ungodly statements, and then within the church they are fighting for head of deaconship by cursing each other and fighting enemies. So when the pastor says covenant day of killing, now they will kill each other. Do you understand how disastrous the church of Jesus Christ has entered into? Now, Jesus said, the owner of his church said, who they have forgotten to remember as the owner, said, let them bring out the best in you when you love them. He said, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of... I curse them. Everyone holding my babies in the village, they die by fire. You are sick. For then you are walking out of your... Wow. I wish I saw this on Sunday or before I was praying for Sunday. Do you understand? You understand? Expressing you. You can say how you express you. How do you express you now? I'm that point now. Pray for your enemies.
Loving them. Wishing them well.
You see this gospel? It's so beautiful. Now, he said, I'm going to read that part again. For then you are walking out. You're walking out of your true selves. Your God created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone, regardless the good and the bad, and the nice and nasty. I love that. Bless you. Nobody speaks like Christ, my guy. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that now. Because now you can imagine now, you are now pally to someone in the church because the person has car, you are sick. And the other person who does not really have anything, you don't even look at the person. They said, I have my class, you class. The last time I checked your class, they were in the grave. So I have my class. You know, that's why there are levels. Level of shit. Not here, sir. Not here. And everybody that is already raising that kind of bar here, God will make you not to come here again. You just wake up, you will hate ecclesia, you will get lost. Because you are a cancer to a system that must take over the world. We don't want you. We don't want you. We can't bear it. We want to live a love life and have the love of Christ to flow in our spirit. He said, if you simply say hello to those who you greet, do you expect a medal? Can you see? Any run on the mill sinner does that. Anybody can do that. Unbelievers do that. Who they? Hello. Ranga dede. In a word, what I'm saying is, come on, shout it. Nudge that your neighbor. Grow up. Tell that next neighbor, grow up. He said, you are kingdom subjects. Oh my God, someone speak in tongues over there. That's who we are. Kingdom subjects. Do you understand? We came with the gospel of the kingdom. This is what it's all about. Are you getting me, guys? This is what it's all about. So nobody, sir, can determine our moment. Not one person. Sir, understand me, sir. Nobody can determine our moment. Not one person. Anybody walk out of us cannot determine our moment. You're sick. Do you understand? Nobody, sir. No prevailing situation can determine our moment. Let the devil throw his best shot. He can't determine our moment. Our future determines our moment. Sir, do you understand the point? Not one, sir. Nobody determines our moment. It's to let you know we are sent by God. We live a Christ life. We are focused on it. We're not distracted by jargons. Grow up. You're a kingdom subject. Now I live like it. Oh my God. Do you understand? Jesus said, this is how I live. Live like that. Live out your God created identity. Shege kasata. Live generously and graciously towards others. the way God leads towards you. You know what? You hold the hand without memory. Lord, he or she will not disconnect from you forever. Did you hear that prayer? He or she, Lord, will not. Hear me? You are praying from your being. He or she will not disconnect from you. Remember, you need him to survive. You need him to do well. I pray for you, you pray for me. Lift up your voice, brethren. We came to pray. Sadabashe. He or she will not disconnect from the faith. He or she will not disconnect from the faith. Pray with passion, sir. Pray with passion, ma. You are bringing out your God-created identity. That's what Jesus said. That by doing this, the best of you is imagine. Somebody pray with life. Shirabahas. Shibana Balates. Zebana Bariateta. Azivo Fina Master. Leda Balada Balabala to Jesus. He or she will not lose his our faith. He or she will not lose his our faith. Ezigalabaye. Lift up your voice and declare, nothing will stop that man. Nothing will be strong enough to make that man stop his devotion. Make that woman stop her devotion. Pray that prayer now. Lord, nothing will be strong enough to make that man, that woman, stop his devotion with you. No challenge of life, no satanic activity will be strong enough to make that man lose his fire, his love, his savor, a fire, a love, a favor for you, Master. Pray with life. Somebody pray with strength. Pray with passion. Isina mahastika tante. Igada vendo vendo vite. Igada vendo vendo virus. Igabahashida hastin mundo. Zikarike tenda bulostida. Ashida bada 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 ha. Izada yada. Pray for that neighbor that nothing will be strong enough that will make him or her to deny Christ. Pray that prayer now. Nothing will be strong enough that will make him or her to deny Christ till the end. He that believeth to the end shall be saved. Nothing will make that person to deny Christ. No way. No way. No way. Sheba Aster. Nothing will make any ecclesian on ground and online to deny Christ. Igarabate tuste. Zibarida tuste. Zigalabalasitos. Zigalabalapandos. Zigalabalatidos. Zigalabariatendos. Zigaramanamariatandos. Zigaramalatidos. Idanda ferrotoka host. Ashinanada ha ha. Igarabayeske. Adalataya ha. Adalataya ha. Adalataya ha. Adalataya ha. Ashe. Iyataya. That person will not deny Christ. He will lose his faith. Ask, pray for that person, saying that person will stand to the end. The person will stand to the end, will not give up. She will stand to the end. My brother will stand to the end. My sister will stand to the end. They won't give up. I decree by the authority of Christ vested upon me that none will give up. They will stand till the end. Till the end. Master. Till the end. Master. Till the end. Pray. Ashikarebo, Esiada Yasu, Isopreto Coverita, Isopreto Brinda Gozo, Esoprete Carabadisa, Isopreto Corobaduso, Shikara Yagada Gayata, Esoproto Proto,
Pray for that person that he or she will fall in love with Christ more. Fall in love with Christ more. Fall in love, fall in love, fall in love. Fall in love with Christ more. Fall in love with Christ more. Deeper love, deeper love. Pray, 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 pray. That's the greatest gift you can give any being. A shigarabasa. That that person will fall in love with Christ more. Ekora badiha. Idendarabados. Izobregerenasta. Izabrenda katelakata. Izobrodobotovidos. Izototototototot. Izokotokotokoto. Izototototo. Ikedabadabadose. Ishedabadabadesi. Ishetedado. Aratanda. Ekoto. Pray for that person that at the end it shall be obvious that he or she loved Christ. At the end it shall be obvious that he or she is following Christ. Let the rewards of following Christ begin to show, begin to be made manifest, begin to show, begin to be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Let the reward of following Christ begin to show, begin to be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Let the reward of serving Christ begin to show, begin to be made manifest. Let the reward of devoted life begin to show, begin to be made manifest. For it shall be declared obvious. It's out of the attack. Decree that it shall be declared obvious that this man, this woman, has really followed Christ, has really loved Christ, has lived a Jesus pattern life. That the Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, for as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has never entered into the heart of man what God has preserved, prepared, arranged, orchestrated exclusively for them that love him. That in the name of Jesus, this love of God that you're holding by your hand, by your standing by your side, everything that God has said concerning his lover shall be made manifest. It shall be obvious, it shall be distinct, it shall show forth that this one has followed to the end. Pray for that person, my beloved. Isera haste araga do barada bayaske zipadela ta izoto to 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 egeto to 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 egeto to 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 erabiostia asera na 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 balada na 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 gayata esoto do to tianta diata esuprete que te de bruto bieta. Remember when we pray for each other, our best is coming forth, our best is manifesting, our best is manifesting. Asera, the best of that neighbor is manifesting in the name of Jesus. The best of that neighbor is springing forth in the name of Jesus. The best of that neighbor is showing forth in the name of Jesus. Share the Lord. Asira barabadam haast. Eshengala valamila polovita. Zia sufre diast. Zia suferi masko. Zia suferi kete. Lastika. Lasti bondopera. Erregetondototo. Isoprotomri. Ishema haast. In the name of Jesus. Now go ahead and speak in English. Speak words. Now speak words over that person. Make declaration, bold declaration, that in the name of Jesus, you will do well. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In the name of Jesus, you will prosper. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of heaven watches over you, fulfill his promises over your life. And in the name of Jesus, your desire shall be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, your hunger for God shall not die. In the name of Jesus, you will not be found wanting. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss it. In the name of Jesus, your fire for God will keep burning. In the name of Jesus, you will keep growing and growing and growing. In the name of Jesus, you will keep doing well and doing well and doing well. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. Thank you, Father. Philemon 3. Message. We are going to declare that over that neighbor. You know, when we live the life of Christ, there are some things that will never come out of your mouth. Do you understand? There are some things. Because your neighbor said something against you or planned something against you, does not warrant you to change
But life. I get what I'm trying to say. When I'm driving home or driving to church, because those are the two places I go. Except it tells me to go to one street or one junction that I don't know. Move right, stay there, stop there, speak in tongues, come back home, bye-bye, that's all. Huh? So if you tell me, do you know this place, you're wasting your time. Now, listen. Any billboard I see of a church program, I stretch out my hand. People in car, true or false? Lord, thank you. They do well. Oh, my, seek a host, that event shall be great. That's the life we came to live. The Lord, proof that you call us. Let the church increase so that the others can decrease. You know, the other stupid prayers. Lord. Do you understand what I'm trying? We shall see. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And you heard something is wrong in a place, in a church. Are you happy? I said it now. I know they are not called. Are you the caller? I mean, I showed you the scripture. Jesus said, shut up! Who me? Me, Jesus, the man, the guy who told you I'm a judge. I showed you on Sunday, have you? Luke 12:14. Never judge, sir. Anyway, judge for me. Judge what? Who made you judge over anybody's life? Who made you judge if you can't pray? Shut up! And look at you. Those of you that begin to do pity party nonsense, you are the most evil people. Because you don't even pray for those people. You now go around there and begin to call and begin to talk nonsense. And then the stupid boy you ought not to hear, you hear. And it will pollute your spirit and you begin to struggle. You now spend time begin to contend. Do you understand? Sir, my spiritual life is healthy. My life is healthy. Anyone I disconnect, complete disconnection. Disconnect. I don't care. You exist, you don't exist. I'm not interested. Because I'm going somewhere. I can't allow weights to beset me. I lay it aside. That's what the Bible said. Yeah. Sir, I came from somewhere. You came from somewhere, from him. You are going back to him. Everybody you met here, you met them on the way. Did you hear what I said? Including your wife. You didn't come together with your wife, sir. I didn't come together with my wife. Everybody you met on the way. So your existence is consciousness of your relationship with God. You came from him, you're going back to him. So someone around and confuse you. At your age, business, and I'll begin to see glory ahead. See stupidity also. Glory, stupidity. And suddenly stupidity is overwhelming glory. That's why it's the devil. We devil, sir. If you see the devil asking, it's not a factor. I've told you, sir, we won't give him attention so that he won't dictate our direction. We know better, we're smarter. Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? When you begin to live this life, Lord, I bless that woman. Causing mischief in the village. Thank you, Master. Kepa Roto. Thank you, Lord. Because the power of your salvation is at work there. Now, Lord, curse them. Curse who now? Do you understand? When you begin to pray this prayer, sir, watch how your life will metamorphose. A total transformation. Sir, you will never think ill. You will never be bitter. You will never be disdained, discontented, discountenanced, discouraged, disrupted, deterred, diverted, disgraced, distressed, diluted, deranged, derailed. Are you with me, somebody? Now, Philemon 3, sir, thank you. We're going to pray that for that person. God's best, because it was a prayer that God, the Holy Ghost gave to me for the church. I told you, I was speaking in tongues, and he said, you're speaking Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. And then I kept speaking in tongues, he said, the answer that I'm giving you is, and I guess again, I said, what's the answer? I said, no, that wasn't what I was thinking. I was speaking in tongues. He said, shut up. I'm the God of the Spirit. You're speaking spirit language. I'm telling you what you're speaking. You're speaking Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. And I didn't know what was Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. And at that time I was praying. And the devil, you're talking about, say, now you're speaking answer. I said, what's the answer? Say, Philemon 3. So after all this prayer, see the answer now. God's best and Christ's blessing on that person. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. For that person. Understand what you are doing, though? You are doing it for yourself, oh. 30 more seconds, sir. God's best to you. Christ's blessings on you. God's best to you. Christ's blessings on you. God's best to you.
God's blessing on you, every ecclesia. God's bless to you. Christ's blessing on you. God's bless to you. Christ's blessings on you. Thank you, Master. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Sit down, sir.
Let me give you something to go home with. So that you won't say you didn't get anything. Okay. Oh, somebody said, I love Jesus. I remember on the second day of this month of May, the Spirit of Christ said to me, he said, love God totally. Love has no alternative. It is constant. Come rain, come sun. Love never lets go. Doesn't turn back. Do you understand? Love God totally. Love has no alternative. It is constant. Come rain, come sun. Love never lets go. Doesn't turn back. Remember? This is the word of God. I charge you. I'm reminded of one of the scriptures that we saw. Was it on Tuesday now? And on Sunday, Hosea chapter 6 and verse 6. Message, sir. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 6. Make it strong. I'm after love that lasts. Oh my God. Did you see that, sir? I'm after what? Love that lasts. Not more religion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. They are good, but they are religion. Do you understand? Huh? And then you want to eat. God is my witness. I think it's almost 10 years I prayed over food last. Or 15 years. Me? Even poison, I'll swallow it. It's pure religion. I don't believe in those trash. I'm a blessed man. God's best, Christ's blessing on me. So anything I touch is blessed. Are you with me, sir? Sir, you see, it's religion. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. Let love last. I beg of you, sir. Let the love of Christ control everything that we do. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Tell me, sir, if you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. Let the love of Christ control everything. Whatever we do, it is certainly not for our own profit. But because Christ's love controls us now. Someone say amen. Amen. Let the love of Christ control everything. Let the love of Christ. I beg you, sir. I beg you, sir. I beg you, friends. Let the love of Christ control everything. You want to do, make any decision. Let it be from the love of Christ. You want to. You are thinking of someone. Let it be from the love of Christ. Are you with me, somebody? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hey, let us say that. We shall see. No. That's not the love of Christ. That couldn't have been the love of Christ. I get what I'm trying to somebody. You know someone is outrightly wrong and you're supporting nonsense. Let it be from the love of Christ. And you can't correct the person because you don't want to utter the person. You're a demon. That is wrong. That is wrong. Because it's only demons that will watch someone entering the ditch and will not talk. Let it be from the love of Christ. Your love that cannot correct someone is wrong. It's a wrong love. Let's just be quiet. Let's see what will happen. There's nothing to see that will happen. Are you with me, people of God? Let everything you do be from the love of Christ. Let it control. Did you see that scripture? What a thought. Thank you. Return back, sir. Let it control. Let it control everything that we do. It's a devoted life. It's not just for me. It's an eternal thing. Let it control everything that we do. Do this because you love Christ. Give to God because you love Him. Give to men because you love them. Pray to God not because He can answer prayers. Pray to God because you love Him. Do you understand, sir? Come to church because there's a solution service not here. Come to church because you love Him. Give to the missions that we'll give on Sunday again. Not because the lead brother said, give. Give because you love God. Take steps because you love God. Don't hurt that person because you love Him. Not with the words of your mouth you heard that song. Not because, do you understand? Just love. Love someone. Love someone for real. Not for what you will gain. And the best people to love are the unlovables. People that will not actually give you back. That the people to love. I bless God for my mom. I can't stop talking about my mom. She taught me well, sir. She taught me well. She said, never, never pay special attention to the rich. Say the needy, the people that are nothing. No, no. Let them be your best. I remember when Daniel came, I told my children, Daniel is my friend. And one of them was like crying. God forbid, I reject. Give me a friend. I said, that's my friend. I said, that's the best friend I have in this church. I said, that's the life we live here. So you can't be my friend, sir. Neither can Okwakwa be my friend. My friends are those that don't look anything, don't have anything. That even their offering, they don't have anything to give, even today. Let's live this life of Christ. Wish everybody well. Think well of someone. Do you understand? Don't tie anybody down. Just be. On Friday, at 1:33 p.m., the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, intimacy with him, that's the Holy Spirit telling me, intimacy with him builds you up, Victor. Intimacy with him, that is with Christ, with God, builds you up. He said, and that was so striking for me. He said, you will know everything about him, even how he thinks, if you have intimacy with him. I can testify of that, but he's telling me now that it's going to be stronger. So I'm going to, man, love. I want to love you more, more and more and more. Teach me to love you more and more. I want to love you more, more and more and more. Teach me to love you more and more. Do you understand? What a thought. Intimacy. Do you understand? They're not, you see, the Holy Ghost only speaks to people that really wants to hear the real truth. Because you're not going with a prayer line. I don't have a prayer line. I'm just really praying the second hour for Friday service. So I've done 2 hours. So I'm just trying to. And then he began to speak. Say, hey, guy, intimacy with him built you up. You will know everything about him, even how he thinks. And it gave me 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, amplified. Verse 9 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10, amplified. Faster, move. He said, but on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefit he has bestowed. Yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. Do you understand? So it's not about, oh God, show me, teach me. No, sir, no. Love him. And the more you love him. And we say, hey, guy, let me tell you what will happen next year. Let me tell you what will happen. To the glory of God now, 3 nations, by the help of God, has already given me download. Three nations. So you can't stop me. It's not bragging, sir. Just loving. Reckless love. Absolute love. Abandoned love. Like, there's got nothing to do with who came for service, who didn't come for service. Who gave, who didn't give, for what? Who cares? Do you understand, sir? Who left? Who remained? Who cares? To do what? We're talking of taking over nations. We're talking of service. And who came, who didn't come? Who cares? Who said, who didn't say? Who cares? Do you understand how you are limiting your life to what is not necessary? Civilian affairs. That's what the scripture said. No man that is took over nation, the Bible says, entangles himself with civilian affairs. He will not be fit, they will remove him. 2 Timothy chapter 2. They will remove him. You don't entangle yourself with civilian affairs. Do you understand why your Christianity is not blossoming? Are you with me, somebody? Fall in love with him, sir. Intimacy with him brings you into realities. Intimacy with him brings you into some things that are dead beyond human scrutiny.
what he didn't tell some others, he will begin to tell you, can I keep this away from Abraham, my friend? No! Beloved, that's what we are going to. You're getting yourself entangled with nonsense. You see, anytime you do what I didn't tell you to do, you're corrupting yourself. Because Ecclesia has become a formatted system. Let me tell you what happened. As you guys came out on Tuesday, Shege Jaguar, as you were praying, you didn't understand. There were reformatings happening, realigning, happening. I don't want to go into detail of something. Something happened at that door. Very strange thing. I leave it for myself. You think we are joking here? That's why I'm just begging you. If you can't conform, get out, babe, go! Conform, sir! Don't come and play relationship nonsense here. That doesn't make sense. Anyone that does not represent what you want to hear, get them off your track. Crowd does not make it, individuals make it. You know my prayer, and my prayer over you will not be in vain. But you get yourself corrupted with what is not necessary, which is not relevant. I told you, I don't know why I said that since last week, and I'm repeating it. Three things brought you here: God, Ecclesia, Victor. If anything you do that is contrary to those three, you are wrong. If any relationship you have is not favoring those three, you are wrong. You met him here. So why should his going affect you? You're sick, you're possessed. Something is wrong with you. Why should our misbehavior corrupt you? You don't know what you came to do. It's a Senate summit of men and women who are to take over the world. I saw three children on Sunday, and they ran towards me. I sat down there, and they ran towards me, and I had to kiss the three of them. And the Holy Ghost said to me, "These are the future of Ecclesia." I said, "Wow, it's a better." And I now understand. Children, I'm not sure they're up to five. The highest should be maybe five or four. That's why I said, misbehave and leave your children. So do you understand, Noble? Build a relationship with God. I beg of you. Now, on Monday, that's upper Monday, that's not this Monday, upper Monday, at 1:48 p.m., the Lord gave me some certain scriptures, and I'll just end with that. Just give you just three or four of them, and then we'll close. Is that okay, friends? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 18 and 19. NLT, sir. Deuteronomy 32, 18 and 19. NLT, sir. Deuteronomy 32, 18 and 19. Please, let's look at this together, beloved. Thank you. You neglect the rock. Who is the rock here? Yep. Is that okay? Who had fathered you? You forgot the God who had given you birth. Verse 19. The Lord saw this and drew back. He wants love that lasts. Do you understand? Don't neglect God. Don't come to church because you want answers. Don't love God because of solution. Don't be more desirous because one major exam is coming. Don't be desperate for God and love God now because you need to be healed. I beg of you, sir. Healing or no healing, prosperity or no prosperity, get to a point and make up your mind. Lord, this is all about you. You see, until you and I begin to understand that he brought you and I here for a reason, and you are ready to live that life, you won't become who you ought to be. Surrender it all, sir. Give it all. Sometimes I look back and I regret. Why didn't I know what I know now? But probably it's for your good. Because if I had known what I know now, I would have appreciated what I have now. Are you with me, somebody? Please, sir. Please, ma'am. Give it all.
You couldn't have found this kind of gospel and this kind of life, this kind of assembling together, this kind of church or movement, and not be careless again. You know why some of those that just strayed away and come back, and they're coming back, and I say they should not come back again? You know why? Because they've gone around and discovered that this thing is different. This thing is different. There's some now begging. I say, if I see you, don't let me see your leg. Cut it off. Stay. Because we're building something. We don't want anybody to corrupt it. Nobody's putting under pressure here, sir. Sir, be yourself. Just be yourself. You just need to make up your mind what you want to bring out of your life. Falsehood or truth? Light or darkness? Do you understand, Richard? Be sincere with yourself so your life can evolve. Your life can produce the original manuscript that God had written. For it had been written in the volume of the books that this is who you are to be. It cannot be changed. You are the only one that can corrupt it. The devil is not a factor, sir. Oh, is the devil not attacking Ecclesia? Yes, he is. But I won't come here to come and say, let's pray against him. It's not necessary. He's too small. If he was powerful, he would have stopped Ecclesia from existing at all. So it's not a factor. Let all the demons and all his agents partner together. They will fry. Because they can't be. These are the ordained of God. Faithful is he that calleth, sir. Who also has done it. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. Amplified, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ICT. I must appreciate you for the great work you did Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all through. Life givers, every one of you, those on ground, those online, those that are not hearing, please communicate to them. They really appreciate it. That work was massive. Thank you. God be with you. I really appreciate it. But the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by what? His conviction. Respecting man's relationship to God and divine things and holy favor born of faith and conjoined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no pleasure or delight in him. Do you understand? Don't draw back. Stay consistent. Build your growth. First Peter chapter 2, verse 2 NLT, he said. First Peter chapter 2, verse 2 NLT. Don't draw back. The month of May is coming to an end. The month of June, by the weekend, I will communicate to you. Do you understand? Just make up your mind. I love some testimonies. AB sister, brother, the engineer, brother. Brother who now? Brother Josh, yeah? And then Sister Prof. Sir Dorcas, you understand? Doris, yeah. And many more about how they became intentional. How the Word of God had changed their life. How they are devoted. I mean, one statement that Joshua made gave me concern. I don't know about you. It was not about I used to lie before. But that statement was salient but too potent. Now, because of what he hears, he asks himself, will Jesus like it? Abi? Is that something like that? He just, what? Will God like it? Just say, do you understand? I mean, that should be your thought. This call I'm to speak and talk, will God like it? This thing I'm to sign in that office, will God like it? This talk I'm to talk with someone, will God like it? Do you understand? What are you talking about? Jesus is coming soon. Coming somewhere. It's you. You are the Jesus we are waiting for. Will God like it? Will you do things that God does not like? And you are okay. What is wrong with you? What could be wrong with you? How can you allow the devil to begin to pick the word you are hearing here? And there is no change from you that left where you left and you that is here. Something's wrong. I've told you, God has not changed. Ecclesia has not changed. It's you that have changed. Many of us, the fire we brought in, great. The fire we cut out at the early time was great. Now it's not there because you are getting used to the anointing and the anointed. You're getting to the anointed place also. So it's not working for you. You're becoming a man. Nothing is responding in your life. And don't forget, it's the devil, sir. It's the devil.
A theory I saw, I'll give one more scripture and we'll close. A theory I saw as a man of God growing is this. And I wish it does not happen in Ecclesia, but it's happening. What's the theory? Those that are used to the altar, used to the anointing, and the anointed, they are the ones that don't get blessed. Those outside, they are the ones that get blessed. In every system. Those that travel all the way for that great convocation, Shiloh, they are the ones that get blessed. Those that are around, they are not blessed. From January to December, in all the services in that great assembly, they are not blessed. Those that watches that great man in Dunamis, from everywhere, that comes around for their conferences and conventions, they are the ones that get blessed. Those around, they are not blessed. Are you? What is wrong with you? Is it, give me a scripture back here. None! So why should you make that your life? For some of you now, you pulled all yourself away from a far place and you've come here. If at the end of the day you come here and you are not blessed more than when you used to come and go, something's wrong. You have become careless. Because it's not that I'm careless. It's not that God is careless. It's you that is careless by nonsense. Maybe people that you don't need around. The best you can do is hi. That's the end. Sir, you see, be very individualistic in your journey with God. Because it will matter a lot. Sir, do you understand the communication? It's a painful thing. People that carry the spirit of Oedipo, they are the ones from afar. People that carry the spirit of what's it called? NHL, they are the ones from afar. People that are around, because they are used to the anointing. And the danger about the anointing is this: that we say, "Oh God, there's some messages I really want to preach." The danger about the anointing, and I don't like preaching in the congregation. I always like Gilgal. Because the anger of those coming from afar always spark off something in me to trigger better. Because you two are too loose to many things. The danger about the anointing is this. People are always complacent about it. They are always used to it. When they met Jesus, the disciples for the first time, they honored him. After a while, they were used to him. To the point that Peter began to rebuke him. Philip was doubting. Thomas was the king. When he left, to let you know that they disregarded all he told them, they left all he said and went back at fishing. So it's not about, maybe it's the men of God. So maybe something, are you telling me that something's wrong with Jesus? It's you, not I. Because I made up my mind when I was with that great man of God. I heard him. Not a fear of man. I heard him. Hey, Victor, carry that briefcase. Cash. As I'm carrying it, shed about. Nothing. Ask Sister Michelle. When he shakes me, what on? That's the end for that day. Why won't he say you carry my spirit? Why will God now say, because a prince cannot be under a king and become a king? Let me step out this prince so he can have his own kingdom and become a king also. Use your head. Nothing just happened, sir. Nothing just happened. Don't be stupid. Don't be silly. Don't be careless. I sent you to correct you. So you get used to everything. Everything. You care, and you let the devil play callow with you. Just let everything slip off you. Just like that. He that has here, let him hear. Thank you, sir. Give me that scripture. Thank you. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk. Sir, did you understand, sir? Sir, did you see that strong word? What? Pure. So that you will grow into a full experience of what? So we suggest that you may not have a full experience of salvation though you are saved. That is, this way is not properly saved. That's why scripture says, work out your what? Salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Properly say, because the words, the actions, the disposition does not show salvation.
That's why I'm not interested with all this dedication. Because after the dedication, you still go back. Is this thing, you want this now? Properly saved. It's by your relationship with God. He said, cry out for this nourishment. Do what, sir? Cry out. Lord, feed me again. Lord, I'm a new baby like Grace. I want breast milk. Give me more. I want more. The mother says he doesn't sleep. It's all night. Yes, Lord, that's what you should do now. When you understand the concept of the scripture, you change your mind. Do you understand that communication? He said, this is how you must pray for this. Like a little child, a baby that is just born. A baby that is just born, he doesn't say that. A baby does not reject food. I hope you know. I hope you know, sir. It's you that is rejecting food. And especially you. You know, you forgot it. That when you're hungry, I'm not eating. I won't say more than that. That man, Uncle Vic, when he's angry, he will reject the food. It's not like meal. When I'm angry, just say, now we eat more. Reject the food, you reject it for yourself. Nonsense. You just clear it, sugar. Nonsense. Reject the food. Do you understand? Now, do you understand? As a child, return that scripture. Do you understand? Cry for. Lord, I want more. I want more. There's something I'm looking for. My life cannot remain like this. I'm to be a light to my world. I can't remain like this. I'm not a light to my family alone. I'm a light to my world. They will see my light and glorify my Father in heaven. Are you with me, somebody? The last scripture. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3. TLB. Thank you, Master. We bless your name. Do you love Jesus, somebody? Shout it, I love you, Jesus. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Oh, let us press on to know Him. Oh my God. Do you understand? Do you understand? Oh, that we might know the Lord. What a prayer. Oh, that I might know you, Lord. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. More and more and more. Teach me. Do you understand? All that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know Him. And sister, He will respond. Shigabahasekoso. Let us press on. He will respond. Rise to your feet, somebody. Come by Yeshua. Let us press on. He will respond. Are you getting me, sir? Let us do what, sir? Let us press on. What will He do? He will respond. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on. And He will respond. I know this man. It doesn't gain anything. I know this man. I know that man. Every man you know has a temporary office. Huh? You know Mr. President. He won't be there in the next 6 years. But when you know this man, he knows everyone. So the one you ought to know will make you. It will make them know you. You are not the one that will know them. Well, why don't you set up a right priority? It's a life with God. Lift up your two hands. Father, I want to thank you for this month of the devoted life. I pray for every one of these great people. That in the name of Jesus Christ, every life under the sound of my voice will pant after you. Every life under the sound of my voice will hunger for you. Oh, I decree that as they keep growing, they keep reflecting your glory. Very soon it shall be declared obvious that this man, this woman has truly loved you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you've done in the month of May. We are grateful. Come Friday, we will just come and give you the last baton worship to let you know we love you. In our devoted worship,
Blessed be your name. Lift up those two hands to him and bless his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You may be seated, everyone.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.